اهتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. ومن يتولى الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, sisters and friends, as we kind of draw towards a conclusion and an ending of 2 days of intense spirituality, in terms of the way forward, navigating from here onwards, one of the most effective ways to preserve a person's repentance and to remain firm on it is to associate with those who live a life of righteousness. In Hayatul Sahaba, under the chapter of Ita'atun Nirani Lahum, where all the virtues and the manaqib and of the Sahaba are mentioned, there is this one incident mentioned under this chapter with reference to Baghawi, that there was a person by the name of Muawiyah ibn Harmal. Who was actually the son-in-law of Musaylama, who was the imposter who had laid claim to prophethood. So he made tawbah and he gave up his evil. He then left his father-in-law and his cause, and he came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, Ta'ibun min qabli an yuqdar alayya. I am repenting before there are consequences. I am making tawbah. So when he came and he repented, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, okay, your tawbah is accepted. You know what you do? Idhhab fa'anzil ala khayri ahli al-Madina. Go to Medina. Now you must understand, Medina itself is Mubarak. Hanakum ya ahla taybata qad haqqa, fabil qurbi min khayri al-wara huztum as-sabqa, fala yataharrak sakinun ila siwaha. وَإِنْ جَارَ الزَّمَانُ وَإِنْ شَقَّى فَكَمْ مِنْ مَلِكٍ رَامَ الْوُصُولَ لِمِثْلِ مَا وَصَلْتُمْ فَلَمْ يَقْدِرْ وَلَوْ مَلَكَ الْخَلْقَ فَبُشْرَاكُمْ نِلْتُمْ عِنَايَةَ رَبِّكُمْ فَهَا أَنْتُمْ فِي بَحْرِ نِعْمَتِهِ غَرْقَى تَرَوْنَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كُلَّ سَاعَةٍ وَمَنْ يَرَهُ فَهُوَ السَّعِيدُ بِهِ حَقَّا أَمِنْتُمْ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ فِيهَا فَحَوْلَهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ يَحْمُونَ تُرُقًا. That you are living in Medina, you are protected by the angels. Even Dajjal cannot come into Medina. So Medina itself is so blessed and so sacred. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu told him, you made tawbah, go and live with the noblest resident of Medina. اذهب فأنزل على خير أهل المدينة فنزلت على تميم داري رضي الله عنه. So then I went and I sat in the company of Tamim Dari رضي الله عنه and I said, listen, I have made tawbah, I have changed my life and I'm going to sit with you and I want to learn from you. فبينما نحن عنده إذ خرجت نار بالحرة. One day I was sitting with Tamim Dari رضي الله عنه and suddenly a lava erupted. And there was this volcanic eruption. So Sayyidina Umar said, Tamim, you just want to attend to it? Tamim radiallahu, you just want to attend to this? So Tamim radiallahu anhu saghara nafsahu, man ana wa ma ana. Umar, what am I and who am I? Sayyidina Umar said, please Tamim Dari, stand up and just attend to it. فَقَامَ يَحُوشُهَا بِيَدِهِ. He stood up and then he motioned the entire lava that had erupted from the earth. He just gestured it with his hand until it returned and settled into the ground. And then Sayyidina Umar made such a profound statement. He said, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا نُخِبُّكَ يَا أَبَا رُقَيَّ. O Abu Ruqayya, which was his kunniya, it is for emergencies like this that we keep you on standby. It is for emergencies like this we keep you on standby. Can you imagine what was the level of sahaba? Anyway, the point that I want to mention here is that when the man made tawbah, what was told to him, go and associate. Whereas the entire Medina was full with so many great, great people. But the advice that was given, the very famous hadith in Riyadhus Salihin and in the books of hadith of the man in the previous nations who had killed 100 people. And then he asked for tawbah. What was he said? It was told to him, انطلق الى ارض كذا وكذا فان فيها اناس يعبدون الله فاعبد الله معهم فان فيها اناس. Listen brother, you want to repent, you go to that locality. There are people there, there are rijal there, there are ashab there, there's nufus there. Go and sit with them. فاعبد الله معهم. They are worshiping Allah, they make in the dhikr of Allah, they make in the ibadat of Allah. Go and sit and associate and assimilate with them, and through their barakah and through their blessings you can also worship Allah. وَلَا تَرْجِ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِكَ فَإِنَّهَا أَرْضُ سُوءٍ. And if we make little tawassu in the mafhum, do not return necessarily to your location or to that environment of evil. Do not return to a place of evil. Now we've got two problems. One is, we have not befriended the pious. We have not associated the pious. I often say, sometimes our relation is such that a man can press buttons in the political arena. He's got clout, muscle when it comes to financial matters. He's got pull when it comes to other things. But when that man passes away, he doesn't have a close associate that is there close enough to him to lead his janazah prayer. How often, I don't know, your people would phone, there's a janazah, Mona, would you avail yourself and please lead the prayer? Now you ask yourself, you were so well connected and established that would, by the press of a button, you could move any obstacles, you could mobilize, you could, you know what, clear all difficulties. But you were not connected to the learned and the noble that much that at your death the pious did not attend. Leave alone that there wasn't enough to even anyone to lead the prayer of your funeral prayer. So one is, we have not connected and associated ourselves with the pious. And the second thing is, it's not like we in a neutral situation. We are connecting and associating ourselves with people who more than often are compromising our deen instead of enhancing our deen. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in one poem of his, it's very long, but just one, two things. He says that that relation that comes, you know, very artificial and it is not genuine, then leave that and move on. Leave that and move on. فَلَا خَيْرَ فِي وُدٍ يَجِيءُ تَكَلُّفًا. The person is not sincere, he's not faithful in his relation. He might be massaging your ego. He might be telling you, that's the other problem. I like to sit with someone who tells me I'm a good man. I like to sit with someone who praises me. Oh, that's an amazing man. Hey. In Hayatul Saba, there is a narration. One day, someone made a remark, and he said to Umar radiallahu anhu, أنت خير من أبي بكر. Everybody is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr. But honestly, Umar, my opinion is you surpass Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also. If I hear that, then I will act deaf. Brother, I didn't get you there. You want to repeat what you said? Come again? Me, I'm better. Okay, so just to understand this again. In other words, you saying, and there's a group amongst you, and people have rallied to promote me and elevate me. That is what I would say. But subhanallah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, Wallahi la laylatum min Abi Bakr wa yawm khayrum min Umar wa Ali Umar. No, no, my brother, your facts are muddled. And really, I don't need to listen to this trilling of yours. I don't need to listen. One night and one day of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is greater than Umar and my progeny till Qiyamah. So, when we sit with people that only praise us. One day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was there, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was there, and then Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu came. Just look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's maqam. And when Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu came, When Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu came, so Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, now this is it, this is obviously, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the tarbiyat yafta of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. He was groomed, fashioned and molded by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. Nobody else was his murabbi other than the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. Immediately he understood that Abbas radiallahu anhu has come, so he modestly moved to the back, signaling Abbas radiallahu anhu to come forward. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made such an amazing statement, and after all, every statement of Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam was amazing. You got to appreciate it in Arabic. He said, "Innama ya'rifu al-fadla li ahli al-fadli ahlu al-fadli." إنما يعرف الفضل لأهل الفضل أهل الفضل. I had deliberated and brainstormed at length to put this in good English, and I have failed. I had applied my mind and I put my thinking cap on and I looked at this and I applied at great length, and I must tell you I have failed. But I will try just so that I don't leave you completely wondering without any idea what I'm saying. إنما يعرف الفضل لأهل الفضل أهل الفضل. Only people of excellence can recognize the merit of those who are truly merited. In other words, Abu Bakr, salute you. How amazing you recognize the situation. So we today like to sit with people who pet us all the time. And when somebody disciplines us, and especially when we put ourselves at the feet of a scholar, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, "Isbir ala murr al jafa min muallimin, fa inna rusub al ilmi fi nafaratihi, wa man lam yadhuq murr al ta'allum sa'atan, tajarra'a dhull al jahli tula hayatihi." وَمَنْ فَاتَهُ التَّعْلِيمُ وَقْتَ شَبَابِهِ فَكَبِّرْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْبَعًا لِوَفَاتِهِ وَذَاتُ الْفَتَى وَاللَّهِ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالتُّقَى إِذَا لَمْ يَكُونَ لَا اِعْتِبَارَ لِذَاتِهِ. اسْبِرْ عَلَى مُرِّ الْجَفَى. Persevere when a scholar molds you, when your mentor grooms you, when your leader advises you, when he chastises you, when he reproaches you. فَإِنَّ رُسُوبَ الْعِلْمِ فِي نَفَرَاتِهِ. Because knowledge can only be attained by his bitter molding. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَذُقْ مُرَّ التَّعَلُّمِ سَاعَةً. So here you have one of two choices. Either you contend with his bitter molding, or then you'll have to gulp the consequences of ignorance for the rest of your life. Either you live by him and he makes your Islam and he teaches you the right thing, and then mashallah you will, you know, prosper and you will see the fruits and the flavor of that. وَمَنْ فَاتَهُ التَّعْلِيمُ وَقْتَ شَبَابِهِ فَكَبِّرْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْبَعًا لِوَفَاتِهِ. And you lost your youth and your youth went in something else, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, you've died a spiritual death before you die a physical death. You've died a spiritual death. So the point I'm saying is that to preserve this, we need to connect ourselves. Obviously, we need to look for the right scholars. Right? When a person wants to do a heart surgery, then he doesn't put himself at any, no, he's any doctor. No. They say there's only one like this in the greater Toronto. I'll join the queue and I'll wait in the waiting list till I can be given an appointment by him. Salma ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, one day his son asked him, he said, "Inna ashyakhana kathiruna famiban naqtadi minhum." There are so many scholars and so many mashayikh. Which scholar should I take to? He said, اقتدي بمن يخاف الله في ظهر الغيب. اقتدي بمن يخاف الله في ظهر الغيب. ويعف عن التلبس بالعيب. Look for that scholar who fears Allah in jalwat and khalwat. The man who fears Allah in private and in open. And who is always trying to reform himself. Hold on to him firmly. Hold on to him firmly. Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik. Let me mention this incident first of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh. After the burial of Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah comes home. He is the Khalifa. So he says, just allow me some time, I want to go and sleep. So when he goes to sleep, someone knocks on the door. They knock on the door, who's this? He says, it's your son Abdul Malik. He said, okay, tell him I'm sleeping. He said, no, tell my dad, urgently I need a word with him, I need a moment with him. So anyway, he interrupts the sleep. أريد أن أغفو أي أنام نومة خفيفة. I just want to have 40 wings, power nap. I will be up and then we'll take it on. So the son interrupts and he says, Dad, just spare me a moment. I just want to whisper something in your ears. He says, okay, go for it. You know, you have taken the reins and now you're responsible. And all the liabilities and all the imbalances of the previous ruler, you have inherited this. So you need to now execute justice and address the discrepancies of the previous man who you have succeeded. He says, fair enough, I've taken office and I will address all this. But for now, I am in a crisis and let me just relax, get my act together. And when I'm ready and fresh after Dhuhr, I will sit down. So the son tells the father, and these were those people. He said, مَنْ لَكَ بِأَنْ تَعِيشَ إِلَى الظُّهْرِ. Oh my father, no problem. You say you will do it after Dhuhr Salah. I only want to know who stands guarantee that you will live till Dhuhr. In English they say, the devil has no problem with our good intentions as long as it's for tomorrow. Shaitan ko hamare nek iradon se koi pareshani nahi hai. جب تک کہ آئندہ کے لئے ہے کہ نا آئندہ میں اپنی زندگی کو درست کر دوں گا مستقبل میں چاہے آدمی کتنی ہی نیکی کی نیت کرے جب تک کہ مستقبل کے لئے شیطان کو اس سے کوئی پریشانی نہیں ہے جہاں آدمی نے فوراً اصلاح شروع کی اب شیطان پریشان کہ نہیں بل یرید الانسان لیفجر امامہ بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. In Tafsir Uthmani, under this ayah is mentioned, Ajib, Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, rahmatullahi alayhi hazratan, that many people, he says, no, I'm not yet convinced. It's nothing a matter of convinced or not convinced. He knows the truth. He's procrastinating and delaying because he doesn't have the conviction to effect the changes. I don't want to go for Hajj now. Why? I'm not ready to change. When I'm ready to change, I'll go for Hajj. So he said, who stands guarantee? When Umar ibn Abdul Aziz heard this, فَأَطَارَتِ النَّوْمَ مِنْ بَيْنِ عَيْنَيْهِ. They say that was the last Umar ibn Abdul Aziz ever slept in his life. And then he embraced his son and he said, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ مِنْ سُلْبِي مَنْ يُعِينُنِي عَلَى دِينِي. Allah, I'm so grateful to you. You gave me such aulad, Allah, such children, that if I go off the track slightly, immediately they bring me back onto the path. Alhamdulillah, الذي أخرج من سلبي من يعينني على ديني. Today, unfortunately, our children, and by and large, it's the direct opposite. Hazrat Tanwi alayhi rahmah has made mention in Hayatul Muslimin, and I read this hadith there, marfu'an, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, with reference to Bayhaqi, rafa'ahu ibn Mas'udin, that Nabi alayhi salam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يَكُونُ هَلَاكُ الرَّجُلْ عَلَى يَدِ زَوْجَتِهِ وَأَبَوَيْهِ وَوَلَدِهِ يُعَيِّرُونَهُ بِالْفَقْرِ وَيُكَلِّفُونَهُ مَا لَا يُطِيقُ فَيَدْخُلُ مَدَاخِلَ الَّتِي يَذْهَبُ فِيهَا دِينُهُ. Nabi alayhi salam said, a time will come, a man will lose his iman because of his children. O Nabi of Allah, how will this happen? يُعَيِّرُونَهُ بِالْفَقْرِ. They will constantly taunt him on his economic strength. When are you going to climb the ladder? When are you going to go up the economic muscle? When would you prosper financially and materially? وَيُكَلِّفُونَهُ مَا لَا يُطِيقُ. And they will put burdens on him beyond his budget. And they will say, do or die, make or break. Either you comply or then this house is dissolved, and that's the end of it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yadhhabu. He will then resort to haram measures. He will resort to forbidden measures due to the pressure on him, and in that he will lose his entire iman. There is a narration where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al kufri wa dain. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al kufri wa dain. Allah save me from disbelief and save me from debts. So a sahabi said, Ata'dilu al kufra bid-dain ya Rasulullah? O Nabi of Allah, you asking Allah save me from debts. Then you asking Allah save me from disbelief. Do you put disbelief and debts in one and the same bowl and basket? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. The shariheen of the hadith have written so ajeeb. How is kufr linked to debts? He said, when a person has overwhelming debts and the pressure is mounted on him and he cannot pay, then he would even resort to measures of kufr and haram to generate that revenue. Gamble if I have to gamble, interest if I have to, lie if I have to, fabricate, iman or haram, iman or kufr, whatever it is, I need to make that money. So look at the wisdom of Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam and look at the far-sightedness. Anyway, Maymun ibn Mahran rahimahullah says, I one day came to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. فَوَجَدْتُهُ يَكْتُبُ رِسَالَةً إِلَىٰ إِبْنِهِ عَبْدِ الْمَلِكِ So I found he was writing a letter. We need to read the khutut of our aslaf and see how much uloom there is in that. So I found he was writing a letter to his son Abdul Malik, advising him different things. يَعِذُهُ وَيَنْصَحُهُ وَيُبَصِّرُهُ وَيُحَذِّرُهُ فَكَانَ مِمَّا The son was somewhere else and he was away and he was writing a letter. Today you drop in a WhatsApp or send in a text or whatever else. فَكَانَ مِمَّا جَاءَ فِيهَا قَوْلُهُ He wrote, أَمَّا بَعْد Listen my son. فَإِنَّ أَحَقَّ مَنْ وَعَى عَنِّي وَفَهِمَ قَوْلِي لَأَنْت From all my children, you my most intelligent son. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ قَدْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَيْنَا فِي صَغِيرِ الْأَمْرِ وَكَبِيرِهِ Allah has been kind to us, my son, in all matters. فَذْكُرْ يَا بُنَيَّ فَضْلَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْكَ Oh my son, I'm reminding you and reminding myself of the bounties, the favors, the boons of Allah on us and on you. وَإِيَّاكَ وَالْعَظَمَةَ وَالْكِبْرَ And do me one favor, keep away from pride, haughtiness and arrogance. And I write to you, وَعْلَمْ أَنِّي لَمْ أَبْعَثْ إِلَيْكَ بِكِتَابِ هَذَا لِأَمْرٍ بَلَغَنِي عَنْكَ I'm not writing because I have heard some nasty things about you, but it's my duty to write to you. In Tafsir Uthmani is written under Inna Shirka la Dhulmun Azeem and in Ma'riful Quran as well, that when Sayyidina Luqman prohibited his son from polytheism, it doesn't equate his indulgence in the crime. It doesn't mean he prohibited and said, father tells his son, listen, my son, I don't want you to smoke. No, I don't smoke. I didn't say you smoking. I'm saying don't smoke. In fact, the more you say, I don't, and you get on the defense, you get me nervous. Now I think that perhaps you are guilty because your defense has become so active and so instant. You know, that gets me more nervous. غَيْرَ أَنَّهُ بَلَغَنِي عَنْكَ شَيْءٌ مِّنْ إِعْجَابِكَ بِنَفْسِكَ But I am picking up, my son, that there is a bit of arrogance in you. I'm hearing through the grapevine. وَلَوْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْإِعْجَابِ خَرَجَ بِكَ إِلَى مَا أَكْرَهُ لَرَأَيْتَ مِنِّي مَا تَكْرَهُ And if I must hear more that you are arrogant, then I will clip your wings. And then you will see a side of me you might not like. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتَ إِلَيَّ وَقَالَ Maymun ibn Mahran said, then he looked at me and he said, إِنَّ ابْنِي عَبْدَ الْمَلِكِ قَدْ زُيِّنَ فِي عَيْنِي I must confess one weakness today. My son Abdul Malik, I love him very dearly. وَأَتَّهِمُ نَفْسِي فِي ذَلِكِ And I think I blame myself for it. وَأَخَافُ أَن يُدْرِكَنِي And I think I am gripped by the malady that plagues the average father. مِنَ الْعَمَى عَنْ عُيُوبِ أَوْلَادِهِمْ Where a person becomes blind to the flaws of his own children. فسر إليه واصبر غوره واختبر حقيقته فإنه غلام حدث لا آمن عليه الشيطان. Do me a favor, Maymoon. You're going there. Go keep a watchful eye on my son. I'm really worried. One brother, his son was going overseas, so he sent him to me and he said, give him some nasihat. He's going to China to become a doctor. Now, can you imagine in any tertiary institution the challenges that are there? It is so daunting. And then away from home, you extend in your vulnerability. How much iman is required of a person to insulate and fortify himself? So Maymoon ibn Mahran said, I said, okay, let me go. The father is concerned about the pride. The son taunts the father when the father makes a remark that I will address it thereafter. But obviously in the correct way, we need to know our limits and our boundaries. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, تَغَمَّدْنِي بِنُسْحِكَ فِي انْفِرَادِي وَجَنِّبْنِي النَّصِيحَةَ فِي الْجَمَاعَةِ فَإِنَّ النُّسْحَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ نَوْعٌ مِّنَ التَّوْبِيخِ لَا أَرْضَى إِسْتِمَاعَ. Listen, brother, take me one side and talk to me nicely. I will listen to you from the morning till Isha. But if you rebuke me in public, then I might not even digest one word of yours. But take me one side and talk to me properly. I'm yours. I'm yours right through. Tell me anything. So anyway, he says, فَشَدَدْتُ الرِّحَالِ. I prepared myself and I went. حَتَّى قَدِمْتُ عَلَيْهِ. I came to him. فَاسْتَأْذَنْتُ. I said, can I come in? He said, come in. فَإِذَا غُلَامٌ رَيَّانُ الشَّبَابِ بَهِيُّ الطَّلْعَ جَمُّ التَّوَاضُعَ قَدْ جَلَسَ عَلَى حَشِيَّةٍ بَيْضَاءَ فَوْقَ بِصَاتٍ مِّنْ شَعْرٍ فَرَحَّبَ بِي. Young man, beautiful looking, sitting on a humble, simple place. I asked permission. He said, oh, please, please, Maymoon ibn Mahran, come, come. لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ أَبِي يَذْكُرُكَ بِمَا أَنْتَ أَهْلٌ لَهُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. My father speaks a lot about you. My father speaks a lot about you. وَإِنِّي لَأَرْجُ أَن يَنْفَعَ اللَّهُ بِكَ. I hope when you sit down, I can also learn from you. So I asked him, كَيْفَ تَجِدُ نَفْسَكَ. How are you feeling? Today, we ask everything but the iman of a person. In Ma'riful Quran, غالباً in the sixth volume I read it, or perhaps one of the, but I read it clearly in Ma'riful Quran, that when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam went, and finally the secret was revealed and divulged, and then they came back and they said to Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam, that the king and the ruler of Egypt is actually your son, our brother, and he is in a good state. So Yaqub alayhi salam teared and he said, when I asked you inquire about him, I meant how is his iman. I didn't refer to anything else. It's mentioned there in Ma'riful Quran. I asked you what is the state of his iman. How is he doing? So he said, كَيْفَ تَجِدُ نَفْسَكَ. So the young boy Abdul Malik said, بِخَيْرٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ غَيْرَ أَنِّي أَخْشَى أَن يَكُونَ قَدْ غَرَّنِي حُسْنُ ظَنِّ وَالِدِي بِي وَأَنَا لَمْ أَبْلُغْ مِنَ الْفَضْلِ كُلَّ مَا يَضُنْ. You know, everything is okay, but I think my father's got a very high opinion about me, and honestly, I am not as noble as he perceives me to be. فَأَكُونَ آفَةً عَلَيْهِ. I think I'm going to end up to be a liability to my father because he thinks I'm pious, but I am not. فَعَجِبْتُ مِنْ اِتِّفَاقِهِمَا. فَعَجِبْتُ مِنْ اِتِّفَاقِهِمَا. I said, subhanallah, the father is there concerned about arrogance of the son. The son here is conscious that, you know what, I am not so obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't say to him anything, but I was blown away by the spiritual connection. I said, أَعْلِمْنِي مِنْ أَيْنَ مَعِيشَتُكَ. By what you eat and what you love of. He said, مِنْ غَلَّةِ أَرْضٍ اشْتَرَيْتُهَا مِمَّنْ وَرِثَهَا عَنْ أَبِيهِ وَدَفَعْتُ ثَمَنَهَا بِمَالٍ لَا شُبْهَةَ فِيهِ فَاسْتَغْنَيْتُ بِذَلِكَ عَنْ فَيْءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I bought one land from a person who inherited it from his father, and I paid for it with clean money, and I have now given this out on lease, and I receive revenue from this. So this is my income, And that has made me independent of taking any funds from the state. So I don't take any money from the state.
Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, I read this in the Kitab Al-Ilm wal-Ulama. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu one day asked Umar radiallahu anhu, why you don't give me a post?
He said, أَخْشَىٰ أَن يُدَنِّسَ دِينَكَ أَخْشَىٰ أَن يُدَنِّسَ دِينَكَ
آپ مجھے کوئی عہدہ دے دو. Why don't you give me a post?
He said, I'm worried, Ubay, it might just taint your piety.
It might just taint your piety. Imagine, Ubay, أَقْرَأُهُمْ
And said, now Umar said, I'm not refusing you. If you go there, it's very delicate.
أَخْشَىٰ أَن يُدَنِّسَ دِينَكَ
I'm concerned about your iman and your deen.
So anyway, I said, okay, mashallah. I said, ma ta'amuk, what you eat?
He said, laylatan lahmun, wa laylatan adasun wa zaytun, wa laylatan khallun wa zaytun, wa fihi kifaya.
Sometimes I eat meat, sometimes I have lentils and I have vinegar. And sometimes I will have olive and vinegar, and that's about my variety.
There is a narration, one day Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu came to his son Abdullah ibn Umar, and he was eating meat.
Right? We all eat and we enjoy. And
my ustad Muhammad Sulaiman Choksi Sahib, he says, Aaj aadmi Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu ke faqa ke halat sunate sunate bhi dakar lete hai.
جی ابو ہریرہ کے اوپر وہ فاقہ کا دور آیا معاف کرنا اور پھر دکار لیتا ہے
کہ ابو ہریرہ کے فاقہ کے احوال سناتے سناتے دکار آتا ہے
اکفف عنا جشاءک
اکفف عنا جشاءک
او بھائی کیپ یور برپس اوے فرام اس نبی علیہ السلام سیڈ
بیکاز دوز ہو برپ ان دس ورلڈ دے ول بی دا موسٹ ہنگری آن دا ڈے آف قیامت
اکفف عنا جشاءک
So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was eating some meat. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, what is this?
He said, lahmun.
He said, why are you eating?
He said, ishtahaytuhu.
Khayshuhi.
Awa kullama ishtahayta shay'an akaltahu.
Bala yi musibat kahan se aayi?
Awa kullama ishtahayta shay'an akaltahu.
Kafa bil mar'i sarafan an ya'kula kullama ishtahahu.
Kafa bil mar'i sarafan.
It is enough to render a man extravagant if he consumes everything permissible he desires.
We're not talking of impermissible.
Yu'thiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khasasa in madarik al-tanzil. There's an incident mentioned there.
Abu Zaid said,
قَالَ لِي رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَلْخ
We were in Hajj, one person from Balkh came.
He said, مَا تَعُدُّونَ الزُّهْدَ فِيكُمْ
What is the definition of zuhud and disinclination?
I said, إِذَا وَجَدْنَا أَكَلْنَا وَإِذَا فَقَدْنَا صَبَرْنَا
ملے تو کھا لیا نہ ملے تو برداشت کر لیا
When we got, we ate. When we didn't get, we persevered.
He said, بُرَا مَتْ مَانَا هَاكَذَا عِنْدَنَا كِلَابُ بَلْخ
Our dogs and your pious are the same. Even our dogs, when they get, they eat. When they don't get, they just remain quiet.
So I was shocked off my feet.
I said, مَا الزُّهْدُ عِنْدَكُمْ
He said, إِذَا وَجَدْنَا آثَرْنَا وَإِذَا فَقَدْنَا صَبَرْنَا
When Allah gives us, we pass it on to others. And when Allah tests us, we join those that don't have.
إِذَا وَجَدْنَا آثَرْنَا وَإِذَا فَقَدْنَا صَبَرْنَا
I asked him, Abdul Malik, أَمَا تُعْجِبُكَ نَفْسُكَ
You don't feel proud about yourself? You don't feel that you've got some degrees and don't you feel great about yourself?
He said, قَدْ كَانَ فِيَّ شَيْءٌ مِّن ذَلِكَ
فَلَمَّا وَعَظَنِي أَبِي بَصَّرَنِي بِحَقِيقَةِ نَفْسِي وَصَغَّرَهَا عِنْدِي فَجَزَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَالِدٍ خَيْرًا
You know, you are quite right. I seen this arrogance coming into me. And I seen this pride coming into me. Now when I was flying and I was reading about Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, I actually closed the kitab and I started tearing. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, in summer, he would change his clothing twice in a month. After 15 days, and in winter once in a month. And yet he was the most clean and the most neatly dressed person. But the simplicity was, I read this, Allah, I closed the kitab. And I just teared. I said, Allah, what am I going to go tell people? What do I have to come and tell you? These were scholars of recent times that had such level of humility and simplicity that in a month changing the garb once or twice at its most. And I'm like twice in one day. And he was very particular that people had to be clean. Some people think dirt constitutes or equates piety. A man's clothes are soiled and it's dirty. He said, no, he's pious. This has got nothing to do with piety. The Nabi of Allah wore old clothes, but he was very clean. Let's not mince our words. Let's not mince our words. The Nabi of Allah was the most clean. In terms of hygiene, there was no person with a greater sense of hygiene. Oral, physical, bodily, every form of hygiene. So my father advised me about arrogance and pride. And then he made me understand, and may Allah reward my father, I then gave it up. فَقَعَدْتُ سَاعَةً أُحَدِّثُهُ وَأَسْتَمِعُ بِمَنْطِقِهِ فَلَمْ أَرَفَةً كَانَ أَجْمَلَ وَجْهًا وَلَا أَحْسَنَ أَدَبًا مِنْهُ عَلَى قِلَّةِ سِنِّهِ وَحِدَاثَةِ تَجْرِبَتِهِ. I sat for a long time, and I had a good chat with this boy. I was impressed. I said, you know what? This is a young boy that, mashallah, tarbiyat yafta. You can see this boy's got akhlaq, he's got suluk, he's got ma'asharat. You can see, you know what, he's been nurtured well, he's been groomed. After a little while, somebody came and he said, Aslahaka Allah qad faragna. Your Excellency, Your Majesty, we done. We done. So I said, ma hadha alladhi faraghu minhu? Ye kya kehkar gaya? Farigh ho gaya, kya matlab? He came here, he said, we done. What is he referring to? He said, no, there's communal showers. Right? So, akhlawhu li min an-nas. They freed the showers so I can access it. So, when I heard this, I said, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ وَقَعْتَ فِي نَفْسِي مَوْقِعًا عَظِيمًا حَتَّى سَمِعْتُ هَذَا. I was very impressed with you till I heard this. What is this? What's private preferential treatment? Al-hammamu lak? Are those communal showers, they belong to you? No. فَمَا دَعَاكَ أَن تُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنْهُ كَأَنَّكَ تُرِيدُ بِذَلِكَ أَن تَرْفَعَ نَفْسَكَ فَوْقَهُمْ وَأَن تَجْعَلَ لَهَا قَدْرًا يَعْلُو عَلَىٰ أَقْدَارِهِمْ. What is this here that you want private, exclusive, one-on-one? ثُمَّ إِنَّكَ تُؤْذِي صَاحِبَ الْحَمَّامِ فِي غَلَّةِ يَوْمِهِ. And then I guess that poor man, if he has to leave those showers exclusively for you, and hammam actually is derived from the word hot, right? I was thinking of one narration, just digressing, but it comes to my mind. There is somebody one day came to Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu and he asked him, Ra'aytum Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sahibtumuhu? You seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, Jiha, we seen him. MashaAllah. What you did? We tried to do whatever we could. So this man spoke out. You know, Bawlana Ahmad Lat Sahib Daman Barakatuhum one day said, Baro ki baat baro ke muh se achhi lagti hai. The great words sound nice when the great people say it. People like me, who are drowning in my own sins, when I say it, you can see the fakeness of it. So, he said, Acha, you serve the Nabi of Allah? لَوْ رَأَيْنَاهُ حَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ أَعْنَاقِنَا. Ji, agar hum hote, to huzur ko zameen pe paon na rakhne dete. If we were living in that time, this was not a sahabi, we wouldn't allow the Nabi of Allah to put his foot on the ground. Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiyallahu anhu said, bhai, wahi baat rok le. Agar tu khandak ke din hamare saath hota, iman bachana mushkil tha. If you were with us on khandak, it was so cold, it was so freezing. مَنْ يَأْتِينِ بِخَبْرِهِمْ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ رَفِيقِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَا قَامَ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدٍ. Anybody would just intercept information and keep me abreast on developments, Allah will make him my friend in Jannah. Not one sahabi could stand up. It was so cold, we had dug holes and we went into the ground, and then we took the shield and we covered it and we took shelter from the earth under. Nabi alayhi salam said again, مَنْ يَأْتِينِي بِخَبْرِهِمْ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ رَفِيقِي. Nobody. Look at the incentive. Allah will make him my friend. And then on the third time he said, حُزَيْفَا, stand up. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. When the Nabi of Allah calls you, this is serious. And then obviously Huzaifa radiallahu anhu went. So the price was something else. It's very easy to say, if I was in this time, I would have, that's easy. That's very easy. Anyway, he said, okay, no problem, Maymoon. The man who owns the shower, you are very worried about his revenue, that I am occupying it for the whole day. Amma sahibul hammam fa ana urdihi wa u'tihi ghallata yawmihi. I'll pay him for one day. He said, hadhihi nafaqatu sarfin khalataha kibrun. You see, arrogance is talking in you now. I got money, we'll pay him off, I'll buy him off. That's arrogance in you. He then dropped his head down. Maymoon ibn Mahran said, look at, imagine what tarbiyat they made. How they made tarbiyat. Allahu Akbar. He said, ما يمنعك أن تدخل الحمام مع الناس وأنتك أحدهم. Why you cannot go when others are going? Go with them as well. He said, يمنعني من ذلك أن طائفة من الناس يدخلون بدون عذر. فَأَكْرَهُ رُؤْيَةَ عَوْرَتِهِمْ. There are some people that access the facility with their private area remain exposed. So obviously if I go at the same time, then my gaze might fall on their sitter, and that is not correct. And I don't want to instruct the people that, you know what, do this or do that. Then they might say that I am exploiting the fact that I am the son of the Khalifa. So that is why I wait for it to be freed, and when the time is appropriate and my gaze will not be exploited or abused, that's the time I go. But listen, O Maymoon, إِذْنِي مَوْعِظَةً وَاجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ هَذَا مَخْرَجًا. Please tell me, I will be happy. Whatever you tell me, I will effect the change in my life. Whatever you tell me. He said, إِنْتَظِرْ لَيْلًا حَتَّى يَخْرُجَ النَّاسِ. Wait, and you must go shower when everybody has left. So you don't put pressure on anybody, and you use the facility without somebody have to giving you that added level of recognition. I read in the writings of Mufti Taqi Uthmani, Damat Barakatuhum, he said, when my father Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali passed away, then I received khutut from everyone, taziyat. And amongst the taziyat khutut I received, one was from Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. And Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali told me, listen, you know, taziyat on the fact that your father passed away, but I just want to make you aga, mutanabbih, of one of the tricks of the nafs. Nafs ki ek hila se mein, wo chalbazi se zara aapko aga karna chahta ho. And one of the tricks of the nafs is that when a person is the son of a great man, then after his father moves on, the nafs starts hankering for the fame of his father. تو ایک طرف آپ کو تعزیت بھی کرتا ہوں, دوسری طرف آپ کو چوکننا بھی کر رہا ہوں. میں نے کہا, یار, these were people, اولئک آبائی. مفتی تقی صاحب حضرت نے اسے, شیخ زکریا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ wrote this, one side تعزیت, condolences on the demise of your father, but I just want to warn you also, the nafs, من الجنة والناس. Allah save me from the evil of the human jinn, and save me from the evil of the evil of the jinn. So one is the jinn's evil and one is the evil of the human. What is meant by the evil of the human? In Ma'riful Quran under this ayah, Shaykh Abdus Salam, Izzuddin ibn Abdus Salam, his name is mentioned there, and his kitab, Al-Fawaid fi Mushkilat al-Quran. Al-Fawaid fi Mushkilat al-Quran. That min al-jinnati wal-nas. Nas refers to nafs. The evil of man, meaning the evil of your ego. أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ نَفْسِي. So he said, what you do, discipline your nafs. You wait till everybody is gone. He said, لَا جَرَمْ لَا جَرَمْ. I will do exactly. وَلَوْلَا شِدَّةُ بَرْدِ هَذِهِ الْبِلَادِ مَا دَخَلْتُهُ أَبَدًا. It's very cold, that is why I have to access it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have used it at all. ثُمَّ أَطْرَقَ رَأْسَهُ. Then he dropped his head. And after that, he raised his head. He addressed Maymun ibn Mahran. He said, Jazakallah for the nasihat you gave me. One advice. أَقْسَمْتُ عَلَيْكَ لَتَطْوِيَنَّ هَذَا الْخَبْرَ عَنْ أَبِي. Please don't tell this to my father. Because he might become angry with me. وَإِنِّي لَأَخْشَى أَن يَحُولَ الْأَجَلْ دُونَ الرِّضَى مِنْهُ. And I'm afraid, I don't want to die while my father is angry with me. So don't tell this to my father. So Maymun ibn Mahran said, أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَصْبِرْ حَقِيقَتَهُ. I wanted to test him. غَالِبًا شَاهُ وَسِيُّ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. I heard about him. That one day, one of his disciples gave a talk. And after the talk, he came to him. He said, Hazrat, mere bayan mein koi nuks ho, to aap zara batla dena. So he said, Acha, abhi tak islah nahi hui, ye chahte ho ke main kahu ke mashallah aapka bayan bahut acha hai. Mashallah aapka bayan bahut acha hai. Immediately he hit him. He said, no, no, wo koi... If I have any weakness, wo kuch batla dena, islah ki koi baat hai, to zara ab zarur ishara farmaye. He said, Acha, you haven't yet changed, you speak in and you still want in me to praise you. So where are we and where is our ego? We are just drowning and this ego of ours is just inflating and inflating and inflating and it's taking us into our qabar. So I asked him, I said, Acha, I mustn't tell your father. فَإِن سَأَلَنِي أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ مِنْكَ شَيْئًا فَهَلْ تَرْضَى لِي أَنْ أَكْذِبَ عَلَيْهِ. You saying, I mustn't tell your father anything. So if your father asked me that did you find anything wrong with my son, so are you suggesting I must lie about you? So he said, no, I'm not saying this here. What you should do is you should tell my father, رَأَيْتُ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا فَوَعَذْتُهُ وَكَبَّرْتُهُ فِي عَيْنِهِ فَسَارَعَ إِلَى الرُّجُوعِ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّ أَبِي لَا يَسْأَلُكَ عَنْ كَشْفِ مَا لَمْ تُظْهِرْهُ لَهُ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَعَاذَهُ مِنَ الْبَحْثِ عَمَّا اسْتَتَرَ عَلَيْهِ. He said, listen, no, I'm not saying you must lie. If my father asks you, you must tell him, yeah, wo humne kuch thora bahut uyub paya, lekin humne zara inko tambih kar di, aur mashallah wo mutanabbih ho gaya. We made some ishara, and he realized, and he immediately effected the changes. Allah has protected my father. He never probes something that hasn't been revealed to him. This is a separate problem we have. One of the problems that why we cannot follow anyone, because when we looking for a person, we not looking to see his good, we looking to see his evil. When I look at his salah, my salah is better than his. So then, how am I going to change from any person? There is a narration of Talha radiallahu anhu. He said, one day I came out in the night and I seen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu went into the house of one woman. So my waswasa started playing. Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke about it and Hazrat Mufti Sahib will speak about it today again. My nafs started telling me, what is Umar doing here? Ratna ayogar Umar ne yahu kaam cha. Radiyallahu anhu. My nafs started playing with me. So next morning I came and I went there and I found that there was a blind old lady. I said, ma balu Umar ya'tik. Umar, what does he come and do here? So she started crying. إِنَّهُ يَأْتِينِي وَيُسْلِحُنِي مُنْذُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. May Allah bless Umar since the day he became the Khalifa. He comes in the early hours of the night and he attends to all my domestic chores way before the Adhan of Tahajjud. Talha radiallahu anhu said, when I heard this, I said, ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا طَلْحَ أَعَثَرَاتِ عُمَرْ تَتَتَبَّعْ. I admonished myself. I said, Talha, naas ho tera. What's wrong with you? Are you going to look for the weaknesses of Umar? But his life was so great that the more you tried to probe the stench, the more it emitted with fragrance. The more you tried to look for a foul smell, the more there was fragrance. وَأَتُوا مُعَتَّرِ مُعَتَّرِ. So the point that I'm saying is, there is a need for us to address ourselves. And every one of us has to be connected to someone, so that we can get that inspiration and that guidance. And we can get that advice constantly. Because no person, we continue learning until we move on. I'll just wrap up on this incident of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh. When he was in the throes of death, Maslama ibn Abdul Malik came to see him. So Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was sleeping on his bed. So he had a very good relation. He said, "Can I tell you something? Ek baat keh do aapko." Ka zarur kahe. "Innaka fatamta afwah auladika an hadhal mal." You've been a great father, lekin aulad ko aapne zara mahroom rakha. You've been a great father, but you've deprived your children of finances. حَبَّذَا لَوْ أَوْصَيْتَ بِهِمْ إِلَيَّ. If you made me in charge and you left some money, I would have been the executive to wind up your estate, and I would have discharged all your wealth and I would have distributed it. He said, أَجْلِسُونِي أَجْلِسُونِي. He's critical, he's on his deathbed, set me up. He said, أَمَّا قَوْلُكْ فَطَمْتُ أَفْوَاهَ أَوْلَادِي عَنْ هَذَا الْمَالِ. Look at these words. You said to me some harsh words. But point taken, I listen to what you say. But I just want to set the record correctly. You said to me that I have deprived my children of money. Look, listen to these words, it's so amazing. He said, وَاللَّهِ مَا مَنَعْتُهُمْ حَقًّا هُوَ لَهُمْ وَلَمْ أَكُنْ لِأُعْطِيَهُمْ شَيْئًا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ. وَاللَّهِ مَا مَنَعْتُهُمْ حَقًّا هُوَ لَهُمْ وَلَمْ أَكُنْ لِأُعْطِيَهُمْ شَيْئًا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ. I did not deny them their due, and I don't believe kindness constitutes me usurping the wealth of others and giving it to my children. So me and you differ on the definition of kindness. What was owed to them, I gave them. And to take somebody else's money and give them, for me that's not kindness. That's not a kind father. Then he said, وَعْلَمْ يَا مَسْلَمَ أَنَّ أَبْنَائِي أَحَدُ رَجُلَيْنِ. I've got two types of children. إِمَّا صَالِحٌ وَإِمَّا طَالِحٌ. إِمَّا صَالِحٌ وَإِمَّا طَالِحٌ. There are those amongst my children who obey Allah, and there are those who arrogantly, loudly, openly, flamboyantly disobey Allah. With regards to the former category, those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are my least concern, because وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah says He will look after them. So they in the care of Allah. And with regards to وَأَمَّا طَالِحٌ مُكِبٌ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِ فَلَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ يُعِينُهُ بِالْمَالِ عَلَى مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ. My son, who I know is disobeying Allah, I must work and give him money, knowing he will abuse that money only to take him in deeper in hell and probably compromise my akhirat. I know he's doing the wrong with it, and then I must feed this evil habit. Then he said, "Call my children." And then he called his children. فَتَرَقْرَقَتْ عَيْنَا. He started crying. He said, "بِنَفْسِي فِتْيَةْ تَرَكْتُهُمْ عَالَةْ لَا شَيْءَ لَهُمْ." My children, I haven't given you money, but I have given you great values. You know, in that Mithali Bab, I read there, I was given dars of this kitab once. So there's one beautiful jumla there. And I really liked it. Aaj har baap ki fikr ye hai ke mere marne ke baad mere aulaad ka kya banega. Aaj kis baap ki ye fikr hai ke mere aulaad ke marne ke baad unka kya banega. Har baap ki ye fikr hai. Bhai, wo bachcho ka bhi to masla hai na, biwi ka bhi to masla hai. If my eyes close now, what would happen to my children? How about what would happen to my children the day their eyes close? The day their eyes close, what's going to happen? My child, you live in like this, when you go in your cupboard, what will happen? So, he then called them, he said, I left a value system with you. إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَمُرُّونَ بِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَوْ أَهْلِ ذِمَّتِهِمْ إِلَّا رَأَوْا أَنَّ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ حَقَّا. Wherever you walk, people will greet you, respect you because of the kindness of your father. And then he said, Subhanallah, may Allah make us like that and make us leave children behind like that. He said, إِنَّ أَمَامَكُمْ أَمْرَيْن. Listen, I'm dying and I'm passing away. You got one of two choices. Imma an tastaghnu. After I die, you go on a party. And you say, the old man is gone, let's go on a splash. Let's go on a buzz, let's go on a party. وَيَدْخُلْ أَبُوكُمُ النَّارِ. And that might just compromise your father in akhirat. وَإِمَّا أَن تَفْتَقِرُوا وَيَدْخُلْ أَبُوكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Or then you maybe live like how I taught you. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَذَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. If you were present at that critical moment when Yaqub alayhi salam was taking his last breath, and then he said, وَلَا أَحْسِبُ إِلَّا أَنَّكُمْ تُؤْثِرُونَ إِنْقَاذَ أَبِيكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ عَلَى الْغِنَى. Listen, you got a choice, but my gut feeling is, I know my children won't do me down. My boys won't do me down. They will live up to the correct values. And then it bears testimony to that they lived with taqwa and Allah gave them great wealth also, and they lived a life of piety. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we draw to a conclusion, that may Allah instill and infuse and imbibe within us the teachings of our Salafus Saliheen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our Islah. The person, the muslih is Allah. The muslih, just like when a person is sick, the doctor will give the prescription, but cure will come from Allah. When a person goes to a pious person, he will give you the ilaj, but the muslih is Allah. So if we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us that ikhlas and that islah. Again, I would like to appreciate our Qari Sahab and the entire Arij for inviting me. I had said to Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahab and to Qari Sahab, and honestly, Allah is my witness, that I really didn't find myself capable to address you. And I say it again, and this is not superficial, I've said it to Allah in my private du'as, and I say it to you, what Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Morana Hanif Sahab, Mufti Sayyid Sahab, and really, I believe my participation was more in the capacity of a disciple and a student than delivering, but being the guest here, I was put on the spot. Allah forgive me for my shortcomings, and whatever little words were said, it was from our aslaf. May Allah reward them handsomely, and may Allah make our get together here fruitful for us in dunya, qabr and akhirah. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Thank you.